If Paris is the city of lights, then New York City is the city of sounds. Below ground, a saxophone fills the subway platform silence, then a train pulls in. Doors open to reveal some percussionists. For a beautiful minute, they join forces. Then the train pulls away. City sounds can be music to your ears. They can also cause hearing loss. And worse, studies show children on lower floors, closer to noise, have reading problems. In adults, it causes disorders from chronic fatigue to heart disease, which is why a team of scientists at NYU is taking aim at New Yorkers' biggest civic complaint, noise, with a first-of-its-kind initiative to understand and address noise pollution, using a citywide acoustic sensor network to record bits of sound, and get ready, an army of citizen scientists to identify sound. We joined research scientist Mark Cartwright and postdoctoral researcher Graham Dove from NYU's Center for Urban Science Progress at one of the team's noise sensors on a busy street in Brooklyn. Above us, their handiwork.
That's us up there.
Oh, there you are.
We're up here.
That tiny little thing?
At the top, yeah. If you come around to this side, you can see where the microphone cover is, where the windshield for the sensor, and the little Wi-Fi antenna.
Well, that's way up in the air.
Yeah, that's about 20 feet up in the air, which is typically where we are. I mean, that gives us close enough to monitor what's going on in the terms of noise without being intrusive to people. And it's part of our process of making sure that privacy and security and consideration for residents is primary in the work that we do.
We hear sirens in the background. There's a bus coming down the street, so that it will pick up.
Yes, it's sensitive enough to pick up traffic as it's coming down, particularly the buses.
From there, we walk a few blocks to the NYU lab where the sensors are built and the data is analyzed. So we have entered the sanctum, I feel. We're in a, what would you say, 15-foot by 15-foot lab, glass-enclosed lab. Graham, what happens here?
The lab largely is used for building sensors. As you can see, we have a number of microphones. We have Raspberry Pi, which form the basis of our sensor.
Wait, Raspberry Pi, did you say?
Yes, so we use a Raspberry Pi, single-core computing board.
Well, it could have been a Pi, because I look over here and I see a toy fire truck.
It's a deeply important piece of research material. This is, where's the button? We have a button.
Here. Here
we go. When we're demoing the abilities of the sensor, particularly the machine learning aspects of the sensor, our little fire truck comes in very useful.
It would have to be just for a test, because that's the quietest fire truck I've ever heard. And that's the point, is that you're trying to gauge the real sounds of the city. What is the goal of this whole sensor program?
The goal is to monitor, analyze, and mitigate urban noise pollution through this smart acoustic sensor network, which will provide more actionable information to city agencies and to citizens so that they can know the effects of different, say, interventions that they take to try to reduce the noise. And so we just have a better understanding of the noise in the city as well.
What are the dangers of the noise in New York?
Some people have said that things noise is kind of a silent killer, which is a weird way of saying it, because it's a long-term damage of being exposed to loud noises kills the upper register in your hearing. Over time and time, it becomes harder to not only hear in terms of volume, but make out in terms of clarity, particularly what people are saying in conversation.
I understand it's not just that. Noise can lead to hypertension, you're both nodding, lead to heart problems. The daily impact of noise can be a health issue.
That's true. It's kind of the cumulative effect of build up over time. So it's not necessarily the fact that you can choose to go into Times Square and be immersed in the busiest place in the world. It's that at some point in time, you can't get away from it.
Sensors are also to find out what the noise is. And this is where you bring in these citizen scientists who work with you to try to identify the noise?
So we use citizen scientists currently primarily to label the sounds. So when we make recordings, very short less than 10-second recordings of urban sound, which are then placed on a platform called Zooniverse. And on Zooniverse, the citizen scientists are given a selection of tags or labels which identify particular sounds or particular noises within that clip of sound. Now, these tags are closely linked to the NYC noise code. So therefore, we are looking for particular type of construction sounds or engine sounds, which are actionable by the New York Department of Environmental Protection as noise pollution.
So we've recorded about 130 million 10-second recordings.
Whoa.
And of those, we've had only 10,000 of them annotated thus far. We're hoping to get around 50 to 60,000 of these annotated.
And where human ears are limited, artificial intelligence steps in to help with that annotation. As sounds are identified, the computer applies that information to other sounds. It becomes more accurate and smarter. Still, the project is actively looking for, say, construction workers who might teach the computers the difference between a backhoe and a pile driver, for instance. And it needs the rest of us to identify the everyday sounds.
Engine sounds and alert signals like sirens and honking and car alarms. Human sounds in terms of like shouting and loud music from a car.
Of course, this all raises the issue of privacy and just what's recorded on sensors around a city.
So yeah, I think it's important at this point to say that the recordings we make are all limited to 10 seconds that are non-contiguous. We're not looking to build a rich picture of a particular location.
You're not spying.
We're not. That's entirely the word that we're trying not to say. Yes, but we are definitely not spying. There was a really big effort with independent consultants to prove that there was no way that any of our sensors can pick up conversation, can be used to monitor people, can be used to recognize people. We're interested in noise at a more abstract level.
So if a couple pulls themselves aside to have a private conversation and glance up and realize they're under one of your sensors.
One of our researchers stood a couple of feet underneath a sensor and literally shouted at the top of his voice the whole of the NYC noise code. And that was then listened back to by these external consultants who verified that, you know, it could not be pieced back into recognizable speech.
We head down the hallway to a smaller office where we're able to hear some of these clips. Okay, wait a second. Can I play Citizen Scientist?
Sure.
Can you play that again?
Yep.
Well, I think I heard a jackhammer in the background.
I don't think that was quite a jackhammer, actually. Okay. It was some sort of powered impact tool, but not a jackhammer. So for that, you know, you can label it as other unknown impact machinery.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list of choices. The jackhammer was there, but you went with an unknown.
Yeah, it would be nice if we were able to have labels for all the sounds you could possibly hear in the city, but we have to kind of keep it manageable to not be, you know, browsing through, you know, large menus. People really wouldn't label the birds in our recordings, but birds aren't really an actionable sound event for the DEP.
Right.
Even when we don't have labels, you can actually kind of discuss it with other citizen scientists.
People must love this. I mean, I can imagine New Yorkers gathering, you know, around this, you know, this hearth and talking about the sounds of New York.
Often we'll kind of be discussing things with them as well. Like when they say, like, I think I hear this particular sound, we'll kind of go in and give them some feedback if we hear it as differently, you know.
Let's listen to another one. Okay, so in the choices, you've got jackhammer, hoe, ram, pile driver, non-machinery impact sound, chainsaw, rotating saw, large rotating saw, other unknown powered saw.
That sound that we just heard, I actually think was probably a street cleaner.
No.
I think it was.
Back out on the street at the sensor, nearly yelling to be heard, Mark and Graham reflect on how their noise research has impacted their lives.
I'm pretty lucky in the area that I live in isn't that noisy, but when there are offensive sounds, like I definitely take note and And I have
and you say, started, we're gonna get you.
No, I've reported things to 311 now where I never did that before.
It's changed the way I look at the city in terms of I now look for opportunities. So I'll come across a situation, particularly where there's a big construction site on a crossway where there's lots of beeping, and I think, that would be a great place for us to have a sensor. So, yeah, I'm kind of always working around looking for places that we do, rather than worrying about how it's, which is probably bad, worrying about how it's actually affecting me, because I'm now going out looking for the situations that we're constantly saying are not necessarily very good for you.
But it's fascinating. I mean, you make us listen closer. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
NYU noise researchers Mark Cartwright and Graham Dove, they've started sharing their data with the New York Department of Environmental Protection, and it's helping that agency get a better sense of sound in the city so that eventually they can implement policies to reduce it. So, ready to be a citizen scientist? To find out more about SONYC, go to hearandnow.org.